views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris. Then I go.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. Today is a beautiful sunny day in northern New England, and it is the month of May. May is Lyme Awareness Month for everyone around this country. And before I introduce our fabulous guest today, Dr. Melanie Barton Bragg, I want to make a couple of announcements to you all. First off, today is a book giveaway show, and I will be offering my healing memoir and Lyme disease recovery guide out of the woods to all of you that call in to the show. And our number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And also, I'd like to mention that you're going to hear a terrific song a little later in the show by one of our friends in the Lyme disease community who goes under the stage name of MC Herks, and his song Chronicles of Borrelia is absolutely a joy. So that'll be fun to hear later on. And lastly, I'd like to mention that for all of you that are interested in a wonderful healing workshop on Lyme disease that I will be co-teaching with Dr. Richard Horowitz and Dr. Tom France Scott at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, the weekend of June 20th to 22nd. Fabulous, incredible experience to come here. Medical information, healing wisdom, and mind-body-spirit work from the three of us at Omega Institute. So visit eomega.org and learn more. So anyway, lots of announcements, but now we want to get on with our show. This is going to be a lot of insightful information today, where our title is Lyme is Not a Life Sentence. And my wonderful guest is Dr. Melanie Barton, who is the talk show host of The Dr. Melanie Show, an international internet program about health, wellness, and spirituality. She currently is on hiatus, however, but all her prior shows can be heard at the website, thedrmelanieshow.com. Dr. Melanie has a master's degree in social work and a doctorate in pastoral counseling. She is a holistic psychotherapist, an ordained Christian church minister, and author of the book, The ABCs of Children's Sermon, based on the Revised Common Lectionary Passages. She has published poetry, a magazine article, Who Gets the Church When Couples Divorce, online articles about eating disorders, and closing a therapy practice abruptly due to medical crisis. Most importantly to me and our wonderful audience is that Dr. Barton has much to share with us today regarding her insights into Lyme disease recovery and her own personal experience. Welcome, Dr. Melanie. You are an idol of mine on radio and now an inspiration as well. Welcome to Limelight Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. It's really an honor. You and I share a Lyme disease recovery journey, as much of our audience is very interested in this topic. We know that infection is exploding around the world. So I'd like to ask you if you could start off by letting our listeners know a bit about you. I've known you for many years as a wonderful radio host, but illness entered your life. Can you fill people in on this?
Certainly. Throughout my life, I've had difficulty with immune system issues, and I was diagnosed with the bladder disease interstitial cystitis back in 1983, and had all the symptoms even back then that we now know are related to Lyme disease. And as my life continued on and I tried to function with all those things, I'd get more and more and more diagnoses. It got to the point where sometimes I could barely get out of bed to function, to take care of my two children, to be a participant in the marriage I was in for 40 years, and to try to go to work and see my patients. It was just very, very difficult. And it wasn't until 2007 that I was diagnosed with being anemic, that there was something going on. They thought it was leukemia.
And
after that, my mom, right before that, my mom passed away from metastatic breast cancer, so I just thought it was stress dealing with her. And I continued to have issues. And throughout this process, I had been bitten by about four different ticks at four different times, each time going to the doctors, but because there was not a bullseye rash,
they didn't
treat it. So back in 2009 is when things escalated to the point I was down to 96 pounds. And the marriage of 40 years was coming to an end because of other issues that I can get into later. But as a result of making the decision to walk away from that, I just thought, okay, I'm exhausted. I need to get myself apart and figure out what's going on. Well, as I did that, I discovered that I had colon cancer. I had a tumor that had gone through my hepatic flexure, which is the turn right on your right side above your appendix. And so they removed that, but before they could remove the tumor, I had five TIAs, five minor strokes. So they had to decide which are they going to do first, the surgery to resection the colon, or are they going to do the carotid artery surgery? So they did the colon resection, and then I hemorrhaged and had to have two blood transfusions, had more minor strokes, and then a week after, they went ahead and did the carotid artery surgery. And I was in ICU for that. And then I came out from that, and about a week later, I signed the final papers for my divorce after getting out of the hospital.
Oh, Dr. Melanie, what a journey!
Yes, yes. But I was finally properly diagnosed with Lyme disease in February of 2010, when I just wasn't getting better. I'd had a staph infection, an E. coli infection after the surgery, and I just didn't have any energy. My blood sugar was going all over the place. I had no ability to walk. I was using a four-pronged cane. My thinking was off, and I just thought, okay, the divorce has really done me in, and having cancer did it, and it wasn't until I got the proper diagnosis that I found out, aha, I'm not crazy, or officially I am crazy, but there's a reason for it.
Oh, my gosh. It's incredible what you went through.
Yes.
What a mighty spirit you have.
Mm-hmm.
What
Lyme,
a mighty
I'm not
spirit.
A
oh, my gosh. What was your feeling now when you got the Lyme disease diagnosis? Did you have hope for recovery?
Well, I didn't know at the time how pervasive it was, how long-standing I had had it. I've probably had it for 30 years but didn't know it. And I didn't know that the treatment that I was going to go through, you would do the herxing. I had no idea what that was. I do now. And so when I started going through the treatment for that, I did liquid kind of treatment. I did chelation. The chelation is IV therapy. I did antibiotics. And, you know, of course, you're going to get sicker for a while. And I didn't know that that's what I would expect. So, yes, I had hope when I first was diagnosed because I said, now I have a name. I know I really have something wrong. It's not, well, it is in my head, but there's something inside my head.
So, there's something that was really causing all these sensations and symptoms. And my gosh, now that we know about co-infections, Bartonella in particular, interstitial cystitis, how many years you were suffering with that, right?
Right. Yes.
Unbelievable.
And when they treated me for the interstitial cystitis with the right antibiotics, which you would do the same for malaria, my symptoms for the first time in about 25 years started to get better.
That's incredible. Oh, my gosh. So now I have to ask you, because I'm curious, what part of the country were you living in when this was all happening?
Well, I grew up in Michigan, but I was born in Massachusetts. I only lived there 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I grew up in Michigan, and then I lived in South Carolina, where I had 3 of the tick bites. I lived there for 27 years.
Right.
And then
so,
one of the tick bites was in Texas, and then 2 of them have been in Florida.
Right. So most of this probably was infected in the South.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely, yes.
Right. Where Lyme disease in many of these states is totally poo-pooed.
Yes.
I've got to get this radio interview everywhere because you are a walking example of just how treacherous this illness is and how it decimates a life. I mean, it hits so many of your systems.
Correct. Yes.
So many of your systems.
I have a brain tumor. I have lesions on the brain. I had testing done that documents that I've had cognitive impairment because of this. So, yes.
Absolutely stunning. So how on earth did you manage with your weekly radio show with all of this going on?
Well, in the beginning, what I would do is I couldn't eat because I have malabsorption, so that food just goes straight through me. So I couldn't eat, and I had to make sure that I got up early enough to start my rounds of medications I was taking because you couldn't miss them. So I'd get up at 5 in the
right.
morning to start those. And then what I would do is I would make myself get dressed so I'd be in the right frame of mind,
mm-hmm.
lay on the floor before it was time to do the show, and then my office where I did it was right next to the restroom, so in between breaks I'd have to run to the restroom because I just didn't hold anything very long, couldn't
of course.
Drink anything, and I'd have to do my asthma treatment so that I wouldn't be having wheezing spells. Sometimes I did, if you listen to some of my archived programs, but then I'd watch the clock. I made it through the first 15 minutes, and I'd have to write out the whole script because I couldn't think on my feet. I couldn't remember things. I wouldn't remember what day it is. I'd have to set timers to remind me today is the day to do my show. It was very involved.
Oh, my gosh, Dr. Melanie. I mean, I run a radio show, too, and I know what goes on for me. And I'm healthy now, thankfully, 4 years mm-hmm. out of treatment and well. But I can imagine this juggling act. You are stunning to have been able to perform like that under such duress. So stay with me, please. Audience, I hope you're hanging on to the edge of your seats here. This is an incredible story with Dr. Melanie Barton Bragg. This is Lyme. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and this is an absolutely stunning show today with Dr. Melanie, who is renowned for her well-known radio show, The Dr. Melanie Show. And for those of you that are just joining us, this show today is called Lyme is Not a Life Sentence. And the story we just heard from Dr. Melanie of what she has endured with Lyme disease going untreated for over 30 years, possibly 40 years, hitting every system of her body. Absolutely remarkable, Dr. Melanie, that you have been able to soldier on through this. I am so impressed with you. And my heart goes out to you too, because I was sick. I know what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really, really, it's such a decimating illness. I mean, the places of loneliness and fear. I mean, I can only imagine when you had those strokes, I would have been terrified. Were you?
I was, but I was in the place because of my faith. It was like, if I'm going to die, let's just do it. You know, let's not prolong this. And when I came out of the hospital, I'm riding in the car about to go move in with my daughter because, you know, I had to close down my practice. I didn't have my recovering community that I was a part of. I didn't have the church because my spouse had been a pastor. There was nothing left. And my daughter looks over at me and she says, Mom, I need for you to live. I don't want to be an orphan child. And I looked at her and I said, if I'm going to be in this much pain, I don't want to live. But I'll do my best so that I can live for you. And she said, please, Mom. So I did. I made that commitment to her.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I was in a similar position where I didn't want to live either. And it was my little 8-year-old son who was the only thing really that was my ray of hope, that I thought, oh, if I can just live long enough to see him graduate high school, that mm-hmm. will help me hold on. So I know that feeling and that place we need to go inside ourselves when we need to connect to our higher guidance and to God. I mean, that's a true moment there, isn't it?
Yes.
And you are a minister.
Yes, I am.
And so tell our audience, if you could, Dr. Melanie, tell me about this piece, the spiritual side of this illness and what it asks of us.
Mm-hmm. Back in 1983, when I was diagnosed with the bladder disease, I had a reaction to what they used for the biopsy. So I ended up in the hospital for 12 days in and out of consciousness. I was allergic to the DMSO, which is a byproduct of the paper mill industry. Mm-hmm. It's dimethyl sulfoxide. It's what they use, veterinarians use as liniments for horses, and that's what they instill in the bladder. Well, I had such a severe reaction from it, I nearly died. And when I came home from the hospital, I was lying in the bed, just in excruciating pain, couldn't stand up, couldn't even use the restroom. It was so painful. And I just cried out to God and I said, look, would you please take me? I can't handle this. Mm. And it, clearer than any human voice ever in my lifetime, it said, if you want me to take you, I will. But if you want me to help you fight this, I will help you do that. And I said, well, if you'll help me fight it, and you can help me understand that there's a possibility I'm not going to be like this all the time, then okay, I'll try. And from that day forward, it's been, okay, I'm in this until I say enough, And meaning I would not take my own life, but I would say, all right, please take me if it gets so unbearable again.
Yes. You were guided. You got the message, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes. And look where you are today. You are recovering, aren't you?
Yes, I am recovering. I'm not fully recovered, but I'm on the journey, yes.
You're on the journey. And have you felt along this journey as you've moved step by step, sometimes baby steps, are you aware of some of those synchronicities when the right person or the right physician shows up at the right time?
Oh, absolutely. The nurse practitioner that properly diagnosed me, I had gone to a recovery meeting and met somebody there I knew where I used to live in another state. And I said, you know, the classic line, don't I know you from somewhere? But I was so out of it. I said, I know that person. And he said, yes. And he said, why are you here? And I told him, and he said, you need to go see the woman I see. So he got me connected to her. And sure enough, he was right. That's what I had.
Yeah, exactly. The right person at the right time, isn't it? Especially when you give that call out to God that you are ready, you're going to work, you know, and not give up. So what?
Well, it's a lot about your attitude. You know, I say to people, I can be as sick as I am, but I can have a good attitude about it. I don't whine. I don't get on Facebook and, oh, what about this and this and this? I try to be upbeat and positive.
So true, isn't it? There is such powerful energy in being positive and optimistic. I mean, I myself, I'm an intuitive healer, certified intuitive healer, and that is one of the facets that's so intrinsic to getting well. I mean, you can feel the different energy forms when you're depressed. You feel one kind of low energy that you don't even want to lift your arms. When you're anxious, you're all like ready to jump out of your skin. And when you're positive, like you just said, I mean, I feel like I almost sit up straighter when I have that kind of attitude.
Yes.
And that affects our cells and how they vibrate and it attunes to our neurotransmitters and our immune function. There's a lot to this mind-body-spirit pathway, isn't there?
Yes, very much so. Back in 91, I had a bladder tack up done and had a near-death experience in that procedure. And through that process, I was taken to the place that I'll go back to when I die. And they showed me everything that was going to be happening and my function and my purpose. And they said, you won't remember any of this. But when the things happen, then you'll remember, you know, that we showed you this. And that's sure enough what happens. I don't recall all the things that are coming ahead. But when something happens, I'll go, oh, yeah, I remember. You showed me that.
Oh, my gosh, Dr. Melanie, I just get the chills with you telling me that. That's so incredible. That's so incredible. Wow, that's amazing. You've seen the other side, and as you said, now you're reminded as the experience happens.
Yes.
You know, my dad survived 3 near-death experiences, the white light, seeing the other side, his grandmother saying, no, not now, Georgie, this beautiful verdant green and the lawn and the river and all of this. And he was a very wise man. He's no longer with us now, but he lived a long life. And he was such a pillar of strength for me when I was struggling with this illness, and had a similar message to you that, you know, just you have to be open and be positive and move with your path and don't fight these things, but move with it, and that you will be guided, that there is recovery and that the human being is amazingly resilient.
And that's why I say I'm not Lyme disease. Lyme disease may be in my body, but that's not who I am.
No, you are not Lyme disease. I can tell that from just talking with you right now. You are something beautiful and shining and golden and glimmering, and you are not that vibration of Borrelia at all.
No.
Not at all. Oh, my gosh. Now, Dr. Melanie, you know, emotionally, this illness really can do a number on us, though. I mean, we've just talked about attitude, but how do emotions impact Lyme disease in your mind?
The emotions can make it much, much worse. What I have found is if I get angry, the first place I know I'm angry is my bladder disease will flare up. And the second place is I'll get a Herxheimer. It's like, okay, it's time to deal with whatever I haven't dealt with. Otherwise, it's going to continue. And then I will go through, I do emotion code by Dr. Bradley Nelson. And so I can identify what emotion is blocked. And then I go and remove that blockage so that my vibrations can be back in alignment again. And then I feel better.
That's tremendous. So tell us about these emotion codes from Dr. What is his name, did you say?
Bradley. Mm-hmm. Dr. Bradley.
Dr. Bradley.
Dr. Bradley Nelson.
Okay.
He is the one that was given the gift to do these things. It's you do it with muscle testing and a magnet. You can get the book called The Emotion Code, and there's a chart in there, and you muscle test each emotion. And then you go through the checklist to see when did this emotion start. Was it in utero? Was it something you got genetically? Then you ask which line of parents did it come from? How many generations does it go back? And then once you pinpoint when it happened, and I don't even have to know the event when I'm working with a client, then you take this magnet. You can get a magnet anywhere, but I just bought one at Ace Hardware. And you take it from the base of the neck down to the bottom of the spine. You do that three times, and then you muscle test again to see if it's unblocked. If it is unblocked, it usually is about 48 hours from the time you did the unblocking until whatever, it's like a fever that's going to spike, and then it breaks. The emotions will come to the surface, so they may have memories of stuff, flashbacks of things. They may have a bout of rage, or they may have a Herxheimer that happens, and then it just dissipates. And then that emotion's no longer blocked. Doesn't mean you're not going to feel that emotion again, but something caused it to get blocked years ago. And so we just unblock that so it's free-flowing chi or energy in the body.
That's beautiful. I love that. I have to get this book. We all have to get this book. It sounds like it's a manual we should all have in our lives.
Right. And the second thing that I use is Psyche, P-S-Y-C-H, and then the letter K. This changes your unconscious beliefs. So the emotion code changes your emotion, and then the Psyche changes your beliefs. The way that this works is, in my family growing up, they weren't saying this to me, but my parents modeled that we were not as good as other people. So when anything good would happen to me, I would unconsciously sabotage it because I didn't believe that I was supposed to do that. So doing the Psyche method, I write the goal of what I want to be true. I muscle test to see if my brain can accept it. And if it can, there's a procedure you go through. And if it can, then that's unblocked for the unconscious belief. And then it's like the roadblock that kept sabotaging me is removed, and then I can move forward.
That's incredible. Oh my gosh. I hate to say it. It's time for a station break. We have to continue this when we come back. Everyone, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. We'll be right back.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Woke up this morning and got out of bed. Had some really fresh thoughts running through my head. Call up DJ Ivy just to see how she's doing.
Yo, MC Hurt, I'm feeling pretty ruined.
Cause Borrelia is not a bore. Let's throw a house party like never before.
Sick of laying in my bed forever.
Let's get Borrelia back together. First, I gotta share my protocol. A day in the limelight for you all. Time to pop pills like Michael Jackson. Plaquenil, Zithromax, what I'm mackin'. Chronic herbs, a botany fab. Don't you dare touch my secret stash. My protein shake tastes like sand.
Ew.
Damn, it's a chronic, what? Cause a Borrelia. Where's a chronic, what? Cause a Borrelia. Got my chronic, what? Cause a Borrelia. Pass a chronic, what? Cause a Borrelia.
No sugar, no gluten, and no dairy.
Everyone stand up, say bird or fairy. Stop popping all my supplements. Now it's time to get Lyme literate. Buy a textbook like I'm back in college. Dr. Horowitz really kicks the knowledge. DJ Ivy, I'm not being lazy. The answer to your question is yes, I'm crazy. Hey, pharmacy lady, I got mad skills.
Yes, and today we got your refills.
Oh my God. Stepping outside, off to the pharmacy in my mom's ride. Hurts to walk, hit the drive-thru.
Insurance problem, 35032.
WWLD, what would Limey do? Lyman and steel are gonna blow on through. It's the chronic, what? Cause a Borrelia. Where's a chronic, what? Cause a Borrelia. Got my chronic, what? Cause a Borrelia. Pass a chronic, what? Cause a Borrelia.
So, DJ Ivy, what do you say?
It's getting late, time for a break.
In my Epsom bath, try to get relaxed. But you look so good, man, that's whacked. One, two, welcome to the show. Come one, come all, to feel the flow. Love the CDC, no way, not me. Who loves the CDC? Not my LMD. IV, we like your rhymes the most.
Raise your hand if you're a misdiagnosed.
It's time to get stupid, but we already are. You're one bad MTHFR. It's time to dance. Let's see a Western blot to the drummer in your H spot. Raise your hands in the air. Show your bullseye rash like you don't care. Raise your hands in the air. Hold on, Ivy's got hot palpitations. Exodity, what? Pacificus, that's the one that I can't trust. Hold on, everyone, here comes the doctor. He's gonna get you right out of your walk. We're in the late stage, that's right, it's chronic. DJ, have you scheduled another colonic?
Wow, everyone, isn't that an incredible song? The Chronicles of Borrelia by M.C. Herx, also known as Chris Graber. Congratulations. That is an awesome song. It makes me smile. So anyway, I wanted to give a shout out to M.C. Herx and play that song through a fellow friend in our Lyme community. Thank you. So back we go to the most wonderful, talented, gifted, wise healer, pastoral minister, and psychotherapist, Dr. Melanie Barton Bragg. We're back here on Limelight Radio in the midst of your incredible journey through Lyme disease, cancer, strokes, interstitial cystitis. Thank you for sharing with us today. This is a remarkable story I am hearing.
Thank you.
And I have to go back to where we left off because we are in a very critical place in healing with what we're talking about, which is the emotional, energetic side of an illness like Lyme disease, or really any illness that has, all chronic illness has emotional facets to it. And you enlightened us about these different techniques. So let's elaborate a little bit more, if we can, on what you were sharing, please.
Okay. There's a third, it's not really a technique, but a process that made all the difference so that the other parts fit together for me. And that is, I don't know if you've heard of it, it's called advanced cell training.
Yes, and we've had Gary Blyer on the show.
Yes,
we know that. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Well, what Gary did for me is he writes, the best way I can explain it is it's a computer language for the brain, so that my brain would accept the idea that it was supposed to tell the cells in my body to act like they knew what to do instead of giving in and caving in to all this illness, but to be able to stand up and act in a healthy manner. And learning how to do that, I had 70 weeks of classes with them because I've been sick for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And what starts out is you just send in an email once a week of all your symptoms. He has a class that you're a part of, and they share, different people are called on to share their experience. And then what he does is he writes these codes, and then they're read to you at the end of the class period. And your brain, they're gibberish to me, but it would be like a code. It would be BART 7000, and that would mean that's how many different strains there could be of Bartonella.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be telling your brain, you know, to cope with all that. And so at first I was quite ill. I mean, I would be laying on the floor listening to the class. The class is only 1 hour a week. But over time, my symptoms on a scale of 1 to 10, most of them were 9s. There were 29 symptoms. By the time I finished the class last July, all of them were either 0s or 1s.
Oh, that's tremendous, Dr. Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, you know, it's so ironic. I shouldn't say, because I am an intuitive, but just about an hour before the show, I was thinking, you know, I should have Gary Blyer back on Limelight Radio.
You should.
You reminded us about his amazing work. I've done it
right,
too. I've done his program. I didn't have to have as many weeks as you because I was in a much better place. But it's fascinating, isn't it, how we can retrain our mind?
Yes. And it, like I said about attitude, you know, I had to make the decision that I wanted what he was doing to work. You know, I had been sick for so long. And the danger is for those of us, because I'm still on disability, because I'm still climbing that ladder to get back to total healthiness. But the fear was if I got sick too quickly and then I got well too quickly, then what if I lost my disability? I wouldn't have health insurance. And what if I got sick again?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you're almost putting a lid on your own self.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Right. Well, these things that you just shared with us now, these are powerful healing tools. These are very powerful. This is, you know, what the human being is capable of, and these inner resources we have, but we just need the guide of someone with skill and knowledge, like you just mentioned, ACT or Bradley Nelson's work. Now you do Bradley Nelson's work. It sounds like,
yeah.
I mean, you're probably only working part time. What's that?
I do the Psyche as well with my patients.
You do the Psyche. So on your road to recovery, I'm imagining you're just working a little bit now part-time.
Yes, about 4 hours a week. That's about right now what I can handle cognitively and physically.
Yes, I remember those days. I remember those days. And speaking about cognition, which is such an issue for so many struggling with Lyme and the co-infections, what can you say to people about how they can cope and function when their cognition is so impaired?
Well, what I did is there's an organization called Life Extension. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. You can go to lifeextension.org. And they are a group of researchers that are independent of the government, and they have researched and created a bunch of supplements and aids that help people with a variety of things to extend your life. And for $75 a year, you can have a membership where you get things at wholesale, and you can have a consult with their experts at any time at no extra charge. So what I did is I had consults with them and told them what my diagnoses were. They told me where the research was to read and what protocols to do. So they told me to do the pectin and to do the selenium. And I'm also doing Celgevity, which is made by the Max Corporation. And those combination of things help my cognition to be able to function. And then if I have to function on a short-term basis, but really be on top of my game, then there's another supplement that I take that's lithium orotate, and that was what ACT told me I could do. They mentioned it to me. And so I would do that before a class with them so that I could absorb everything possible that I could out of the class. So
that's terrific.
Things that I do.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. Great products, huh?
Yes.
Really great products. Wow. Dr. Melanie, I can't believe it, but it's time for our next station break. Please stay with me, audience. Stay tuned. We're going to come right back, and we've got to finish this fabulous conversation with Dr. Melanie. She's a wealth of insights. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
This morning and got out of bed, had some really fresh thoughts running through my head. Call up DJ Ivy just to see how she's doing.
Yo, MC Hurst, I'm feeling pretty ruined.
Join the Heart Center's sacred pilgrimage to Montreal, Quebec City, Ottawa, and Toronto this fall. Feel the rush of Niagara Falls. Saint Germain will lead us, and along the way he'll lead new meditations on mindfulness, healing our past, and accelerated alchemies with violet fire. Meet old and new friends. Let cosmic beings safeguard and infuse Canada's lands and people with new light through you. Registration closes on this very affordable pilgrimage June 10th. Details at davidclewisevent.org.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com.
That's Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense, LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer Deer Fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.
Tune in
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Woke up this morning and got out of bed. Had some really fresh thoughts running through my head. Call up DJ Ivy just to see how she's doing.
Yo, MC Hurt, I'm feeling pretty.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're visiting with Dr. Melanie Barton. I have to remind our listeners, book giveaway show, call in 800-930-2819 if you'd like a copy of Out of the Woods, My Healing Memoir and Recovery Guide from Lyme Disease. So Dr. Melanie, you have been so insightful with us today, and your gift of wisdom is profound. And all the years of living and your experience in private practice and now your journey through Lyme disease, you're teaching us so much. Thank you again. I've been thanking you on every return, but I really feel gifted by your presence today.
Thank you.
Tell me, you know, you've managed and endured, and you're now rounding the bend here. What's your motto of living?
My motto is, if you want to help yourself, help someone else. Because if we stay stuck in ourselves, you run out of resources. But if you get out and you help somebody else, you're sharing what you know, you're helping them, and in turn, you'll get what you need as well.
That's so true, isn't it? Because it's so easy to get caught in either the sorrow of your own condition or the fear or your anger over it, and you get locked up then, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, your vibration, like you said, is less when you're stuck in yourself. But when you get out, you got those endorphins pumping, and it's going to put you at a higher vibration, which is going to help you to heal better.
Yes, and also, you know, as human beings, we are social creatures. We really do gain from one another. There is a lot that goes on between us in relation, isn't there?
Yes. Yes. And you can feel it when you're in the presence of somebody that's just so negative, you will actually feel repelled from being near them. But if you can give something out but protect yourself, and I teach people how to protect themselves energy-wise from negative people and negative situations so that it won't affect your healing. And if you can just learn how to not give away your energy, but to be able to share it with those who are receptive to it, it increases it for both people.
It is, doesn't it? It's really a powerful conglomerate when we work together like that energetically. We really do turn and thrive and like kind of reach towards the sun almost.
Mm-hmm.
So on the other hand, though, I'm thinking to the other side of the equation, which is that sorrowful place that many of us fall into when we feel like our friends and family don't understand what we're going through with this illness. You and I both lost a marriage during our journey, and I lost many friends during it. And sometimes we feel deserted, don't we?
Yes, definitely.
How did you cope with that?
Well, there was a piece of me that understood it's called the just world hypothesis. And what that means is people are afraid of those who are sick, that there's something that person's done to make themselves sick. And that if they affiliated with them, it might become contagious. So if they block themselves off from you, then it can't happen to them. Because if you were the cause of what happened to you, then I won't be around you, so it won't happen to me. So it's self-preservation for those who have moved back. And then for other situations, it's because they've tried and tried and tried to help you and nothing's made it better and they're out of options. So mm-hmm. If you look at it, that it's all about them, that what they're doing is they're trying to protect themselves. They don't know what to do and they're exasperated and they just give up. So what I try to do is I affiliate myself with people who may not understand, but at least they're still there.
Right. So at least there's a companion, even if they
right.
if they can't lend themselves in a helping effort, at least you're not in isolation.
Right. I had a woman that called me every single day to check on me. who had issues herself. She's now got brain cancer that she's not going to recover from, but she still calls me every day to check on me. And I'll call her if I haven't heard from her, but it became a mutual admiration society after she got sick. But before that, I didn't even know what day it was. I didn't even know who she was, but she called me anyway every single day.
Oh, that's remarkable. That's remarkable. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful, too. It's a thread, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a thread. I really liked what you just shared, too, about people getting exasperated or mm-hmm. afraid, actually. That's what makes them turn away from us. And it is so hard when you're sick because you're trying to reach out. I remember feeling like, oh, I just need some TLC. If someone could just like hold me and just comfort me, that would just do me the world of good beyond the medicine.
Right. Well, the other factor, too, is if they are afraid you're going to die, they're going to reject you before they get rejected so they can have control over it.
Mm-hmm. That's a big piece of it, isn't it? Because Lyme disease is a very out of control state. And
yes.
I think the other parties, even ourselves, we want to gain a sense of control in this whipcord of an illness.
Right. And we don't always look sick. So they'll look at us and say, I just don't know why you keep saying you have a headache or you have fatigue. You know, I see you moving. You can't be that fatigued. And as a doctor told me, you can't hurt in that many places in your body. And when I went back to my family physician, he looked at the report. He just tore it up in front of me and he said, I will never send another person to him. Ever. And I said,
wow.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. He said, I don't know what you got, but you don't have to have him trying to mistreat you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank God you that ally. And wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
my gosh. And I know so many of us have been in and out of so many different doctor's offices and feel negated. And really, in many cases, it's, you know, negligence the way we're treated.
Yes. I wrote back to some of the doctors who had misdiagnosed me to say, this is the proper diagnosis. If you get anybody else with these symptoms, you might want to check on this. And of course, I never heard back from any of them, but maybe it made an impact for somebody new that was coming in to see them.
Yes, I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did. You know, I can't help but say right now, this is popping into my mind that, you know, I know that you got infected in the South. We talked early in the show about the different states that you got bit in. And I've gone to speak in North Carolina. Arkansas has asked me to come. I've had conversations with Texas. I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida, actually, this weekend. I should give a little PR note to this. Lyme Music Festival of the South this Saturday, Jacksonville, River City Brewery. Fabulous event starting at 3 p.m. Wonderful speakers, music, it's a great event, and we're blowing the windows open on Lyme disease exists in the South. And Dr. Melanie, you're a prime example of someone who got ransacked by tick bites in the South. We can't let this epidemic surge like this any longer. And these doctors that are uneducated enough, we've got to turn the tides. And all that I can do to help and you coming on air with me today, this is very important for us to share because you are such a voice from the career work you've done and now the individuals you're helping. This is remarkable what you have experienced. Tell me how you're feeling now.
Well, I have some cardiac issues going on, and the cardiologist is not Lyme literate. And there isn't one in town that is, so I'm having to revert back to my nurse practitioner, who is Lyme literate, to have her direct what needs to be done. So I'll find that out next week. I've got a Bartonella outbreak going on, and so I'm going to go back to the advanced cell training classes and get some tune-up work done to get that out of my system. So the pluses outweigh the minuses, let's put it that way.
That's great. And look it, you're sounding wonderful. You came on air with me today. I'm hoping you didn't have to do the time clock thing as aggressively as you did in the old days. And I'm here cheering for you. You are a beautiful, bright, mighty spirit. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Melanie.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. And I want you to come back on. We've got to continue our conversation. There's so much more to share with our audience. Please come again.
I will definitely do that.
Oh, thank you. So everyone, thank you today for joining us on Limelight Radio with Katina. Please visit the website, drmelanieshow.com, to hear Dr. Melanie's shows from the past, and visit my website, limelightradio.com, to hear this show again. It'll be up tomorrow on archives and many of our other shows. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, MC Herx, for that great song. And join us next week. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. Is quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot doot, and I had this wave, this whole like wave of energy come through me. Like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.